Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Being a truck driver, I don't always eat right, and it kind of balances out my natural body mechanisms and gives me a lot of energy. And I just recently went to the doctor to do a bunch of tests, and what was amazing, just like other people have said in your advertisements, is the first question was, what are you doing? I've never seen such good blood work. You are perfect. And so I told her this Balance of Nature. And I said, you really need to look it up because it works. So my checkup was excellent. So I'm just thrilled. I am really happy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
We kicked off this decade by wearing cloth over our faces for a cold virus and forgetting two centuries of medical science. Good times. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I am an emergency physician, but I'm also a Stanford University educated attorney. It is written clearly that this is an experimental agent. It's written in the law. The FDA application, they're currently called investigational status only, and investigational is defined as experimental. So legally, they are in an experimental status that has legal implications downstream in terms of ability to sue and compensation and all of that. In addition, it's very clear by long history of Nuremberg Code, Helsinki Declaration, and by federal code of regulations that you can never pressure or coerce or duress, those are the words in the statute, anybody to take an experimental agent. We've known this since the Nazi era. I can't believe truly that we're having a conversation, any kind of mandates for experimental anything, because it's clearly against the law, it's against humanity, and this is well established all across the world for decades. We're not talking about a vaccine. This is not the measles vaccine. This is not the flu vaccine. This is an experimental investigational agent at this time. We might have a different conversation in 2 years from now. You know what else we haven't heard? We haven't heard that the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, which is a vaccine adverse events reporting system, which is how doctors and patients are supposed to report any adverse events. Have you heard, maybe I'm sharing this with you the first time. There's been about 500 deaths that are in time temporally related to getting the COVID experimental vaccine. Nobody is saying they're definitely from the vaccine, but this is the best that scientists can do in terms of kind of getting an early warning system. So this VAERS system exists where people can call or make a complaint. Oh, I think this was related to that. So we've had it for years and years. So for comparison's sake, for influenza, there have been about 20 VAERS deaths reported since September. There have been about 130, I think, or 150 influenza vaccines in that time. There have been almost 500 VAERS-associated deaths with the experimental COVID vaccines over about 30 million vaccinations. That puts the COVID-19 experimental vaccine at an 80 times rate of influenza.
Wow.
And it's not written in any mainstream media. Am I saying that's definitely the cause? I'm saying it's worth looking at.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you. We're in March. Yep, this is about the time in the next week that the nation shut down, actually. Yep, I know it's hard to believe, right, a year ago. And you're probably still undergoing that lockdown and feeling the effects of it. I welcome you to the show. And what Dr. Simone Gold just had to say, she's one of the frontline doctors, is right on the money, except she forgot the word million when she was talking about flu. So you have about 150 million vaccines for the flu, 20,000 deaths. Then you had only 30 million of the COVID vaccine. So next to the flu's 150 million, you had 30 million COVID vaccines, but we have much more death, 80% higher death and adverse reactions. Stillborn deaths is another one that's cropping up. I can't imagine somebody pregnant would take this vaccine, but she does tell the story about a doctor that was all for the vaccine. The doctor herself was in her second trimester, got the vaccine herself, and the baby did not survive. So make sure there's a list at the vaccination where you can put the vaccination adverse reactions. There's a website that actually documents all the adverse reactions, and there's so many with COVID, it's hard to keep up the count. But the amount of deaths for stillborns, and then, of course, the acknowledgement, I should say, that it might reduce your ability to actually keep a pregnancy in the future. That's why on the fact sheet, when you go to get this shot, on the fact sheet that the CDC hands out, it says if you're pregnant or want to be pregnant, you should not take that vaccine. If you have an allergy, there's a host of different things it says. So make sure, please don't get the shot. But, you know, look at the fact sheet. Read it. It says multiple times over that that it does not treat COVID in any way, shape, or form. It says it right on the fact sheet. Please read it. This would be a good time to actually read terms and conditions, would it not? Anyway, I've got Melissa on the show. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good. We're finally having some springtime here in the Midwest, and it's a good thing.
Oh, I love it. By the way, the death rate for the fictitious numbers of COVID, because everything is attributed to COVID, is still at only 0.159 in the United States. Let me say that again. 530,000 deaths that they're attributing to COVID, okay, that aren't COVID, because a lot of them are heart disease and everything else, 0.159. Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that in the United States, everyone's still freaking out over 1.59. And the symptoms are still the symptoms of a cold and flu. Okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
I think the rest of the world is laughing at us.
Oh, well.
Really, I do. I honestly do. If you look at, and I know Americans are not good about looking at headlines from any other place.
Right.
We're very kind of focused on what's happening in our own backyard. But there are huge protests in Europe, huge, over
Germany.
Mask mandates and various things.
Yeah.
I just look at the things that we are doing here right now, and the rest of the world must be like, are they the stupidest people ever?
No, we are. Texas and Mississippi got rid of their mask mandate, so you're going to see a lot more people finally taking the mask off, because they're going, well, if those states can do it, gee, does COVID know state boundaries? It's amazing. It's an amazing virus.
I want a shirt that says, I identify as a Texan.
Right? Yeah, it's insane. And so now Florida, Texas, and Mississippi are going, yeah, we're kind of done. We're kind of over this after a year. But my own state locked down and said no more than 100 gather, which really limited funerals and weddings and everything else, threw everyone's plans into a loop and created havoc in our businesses. And we didn't even have any deaths at the same time last year. And so I want you to think about that, you know, audience, please, because your state went into a state of emergency when it had quadruple the number of flu deaths, no COVID deaths. But it went into a state of emergency, and we have got to stop the state of emergency, because everything is on the state of emergency. Pam Popper would be a good one to Google. She is doing something about this. She's suing. But I'm telling you, we have got to stop allowing this.
Mm-hmm. The lawsuits with Make Americans Free Again.
Yes.
Which is Pam Popper's organization. Uh-huh. That is the exact lawsuit that they are bringing, that the emergency is a fraud.
Emergency is a fraud. Absolutely. And we have got to stop this. We have got to stop the ability to declare an emergency over anything and everything. And when there is no actual threat, there should be no actual emergency taking place in your state to give them more power. We got to stop doing this. Arizona moved to do a bill that they think is going to pass through the Senate. They don't know yet, but it passed through the House. But it was almost a 50-50 vote, which is really scary, on the fact that states should not go under the Biden gun law. Gun laws, in the future gun law. They don't have to. Now, I know that sounds weird, and you might think that's weird if you've listened to the show for a long time, because the Constitution already says we do not have to go by any federal gun law as a state. But they're pushing to say that they need a law to say it. Okay. But the scary part of that is that it was very, very close in its vote. That means that half of Arizona's legislature does believe that federal gun laws reign, and that the state can't do much, and that they're pretty much on board in the Biden gun train. So it's scary.
That's
out there.
That's a nullification law. That's the state nullifying federal law. And that whole nullification argument goes way, way back in American history, all the way back to Andrew Jackson's administration.
Yes.
And has never been fully resolved. But I think if you're seeing states start to do that, that means they do not have confidence that the Supreme Court would come down on the side of the Constitution.
Okay. So Biden is now curing cancer. They're so desperate for headlines that you got to push out something that's really fantastical. And that would be that Biden, who can't complete a sentence, he's a complete bobblehead, that he is going to head up the I'm curing cancer, you know, train across America. Wow. So there's that.
Well, if Al Gore, hey, Kate, seriously, yeah. If Al Gore can invent the internet, then why can't Biden cure cancer?
Oddly enough,
Democrats are very capable.
That's true. Oddly enough, I do have a clip of Biden saying that Gore didn't, but he did invent the internet. So there's that. He was announcing that to the press. I invented climate change and the internet. This is the guy that's going to cure cancer. So on the heels of that, there were two articles that came out, and we're going to be talking about Christian nationalism. Melissa always brings great topics to the show. But two articles that caught my eye today. One was an op-ed from a trans socialist, okay? A trans woman socialist who actually agreed with Rand Paul and said, yeah, our children need to be kept safe from these lunatics that want to inject them with crap to change who they are based on how they feel at the moment as a child. So I love that. I love that people are speaking out that you would not think would speak out. And then also, this was one of the big headlines that just barely came out. And it was the design firm that designed the CPAC 2021, which is the conservatives, you know, American conservative union. The event that just took place, CPAC, they said that they had no idea that the stage resembled the Nazi symbol, but took responsibility after liberal conspiracy spiraled out of hand. Conservative Political Action Conference is CPAC.
Why can't we just call it a wacky conspiracy theory?
The
left calls everything else a wacky conspiracy theory.
Today, Facebook is rampant with Dr. Seuss, the most hilarious Dr. Seuss statements, rewriting Dr. Seuss books for conservatives. It is really amazing. You know, it's those Whoville little bastards, right? Made us racist today, right? We're all a racist because we read Dr. Seuss. You know, there's a distinct problem that we have in America. This cancel culture is getting out of hand. It's insane. When I say getting out of hand, that's an understatement. I know we can all agree. The CPAC Nazi symbols, I'm just a little floored at that one. So I'm wondering how in the world they're likening it to that. Okay.
Because everything is symbolic. Everything, yeah. Everything, uh-huh. Everything.
Yeah.
Nothing is as it appears to be.
Right, right.
And I know some people in the age group that's mm-hmm. likely to be advancing this.
Yeah.
And they can't find a symbol in anything that they read.
Uh-huh.
So why, but they're very astute at finding every yeah. kind of evidence of
just
crazy.
nothing on themselves, just everywhere else is a threat to their liberal agenda and a likening to the Nazis, because they themselves are acting like Nazis, which actually is really kind of ironic and funny. We'll be right back. More with Melissa when we come back. Christian nationalism. What in the world is that now? Be right back. You're going to want to tune in for this. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, for all the podcasts of this recorded show or this live show. This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things, Mike Lindell and of course, Truth in Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Amen. Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life.
Hi there. Welcome back. It's an awful song. And the reason I played it was because of its awfulness. Now, this is a song that our youth, you know, obviously listens to. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Melissa on. We're talking about Christian nationalism, whatever the hell that is. But take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. I mean, this is not Christianity. This is atheism taking a shot at Christianity. But these are the kinds of songs that our kids are subjected to. Repeat the lyrics because they like the song. Anyway, this song is just atrocious. Take me to church song. And this is the kind of junk kids listen to. And it's just sad and pathetic. Before we go there, I just wanted to mention MyPillow. If you want the softest sheets, and I mean the softest, most cottony, most amazing, softest sheets you've ever had, go to MyPillow.com and order a set, and they have, I think, a 2-for-1 special. Use the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up, and you can help the show. You can help Mike Lindell do what he's doing, and you can also get the most softest sheets you've ever owned on a great deal at that, and go to MyPillow.com. But you have to put the code word Kate in to get those luxurious sheets. They really are. They wash well. They're deep pocketed. They don't come up when you sleep, you know, out of the pockets. They're just awesome. You're going to love these sheets, I promise you. Go and use the code word Kate. You help the show because Mike and I partnered up. You help Mike and you also get the best sheets. And I know you're going to order them because you probably need them. And you can afford them because they are on a special deal right now. Go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You're going to love me for this one. And put in the code word Kate to get the savings and to help us. So Melissa, yeah, let's talk. What's up?
I just ordered a dog bed for my dog, and we can't wait to see how he likes it.
I love it. Okay, so what is Christian nationalism now? I don't even know what that even means. What does it mean?
Well, this is the newest buzzword that's flying around.
Oh,
and
my
It came. I personally didn't hear it until after the January 6th incident. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly it seems that this is the brush that all Christians are being painted with. Mm-hmm. Christian national, we can't have any of that. We've got to fence off the Capitol building and put razor wire at the top and have a National Guardsman stand every 20 feet all the way around because we're afraid. We're so afraid that the Christian nationalists are on the move and on the march. And they're going to come up against the temple of the people, which I just really kind of object to the whole notion. It's not that temple of the people. It's the people's house. Different kind of way to think of it. But anyway, so it got me thinking, what the heck is Christian nationalism?
Yeah.
So, yeah, because we're all supposed to be afraid of it, apparently. Anyway, I pulled an article, an interview with a guy who's apparently an authority on Christian nationalism. Mm-hmm. His name is Andrew Whitehead from Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And here's what he says. He's responding to this question, and you tell me if you can figure out what it means. The question is, what is Christian nationalism and how does it differ from white evangelicalism?
Okay.
And his answer is the following. White evangelicalism is a religious tradition composed of different institutions and organizations. Christian nationalism is a cultural framework that is prevalent within that religious tradition, but is also separate from it. About 80% of white evangelicals are at least friendly toward Christian nationalism.
Hmm.
Do you know any more about what it is than you did before?
No, I'm really confused. They come up with a new term every second of the day, and I'm a little mind-boggled at how fast they can come up with these new terms to demonize. They're just making stuff up. This is just ridiculous.
Well, he goes on, he throws a lot of numbers, like, if you average this and do that, he's a sociology guy. So, mm-hmm. You know, the numbers are going to speak to us all, right?
Right.
So as you get farther into his interview, he says, say you're trying to predict people's attitudes towards immigrants.
Uh-huh.
Because, okay, if we compare evangelical Protestants to other religious traditions, we might find that evangelical Protestants are more likely to fear immigrants, want to limit immigrants, or build a wall. But once we include Christian nationalism in our research models and we account for other variables, we find that the difference between evangelical Protestants and the other religious groups disappear. I still don't know what the heck he's saying.
Well, it's Christian then nationalism. And what's interesting is, you know, patriotism, love for country, right? You love the ideals that your country is founded on, right? It's different from nationalism, which is an argument about how to define the country, right? Yet in the defining of the country, that's basically what they're doing when they're pointing a finger at Christianity. They're saying bad Christianity is defining our country. They're the actual nationalists trying to define what the country is. We are just patriotic. They want to confuse the two terms because they want to take, they don't like the Christian conservative, patriotic Christian conservative. So how do they tear it apart? They call everything, it's white supremacy, it's nationalism, it's relating it and linking it to anything that is bad or misguided or, you know, crazy in this country, because they don't like who we are. They don't like that we love God. They don't like it.
Well, they don't. And I found another site, Christians Against Christian Nationalism, because we like to eat our own, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's their definition. Christian nationalism seeks to merge Christian and American identities, distorting both the Christian faith and America's constitutional democracy. Christian nationalism demands Christianity be privileged by the state and implies that to be a good American, one must be Christian. It often overlaps with and provides cover for white supremacy and racial subjugation. Now, my question at this moment right here about that statement, I need some examples.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who did that and when did they do it? I want to know which Christians have stood up and said, I'm more privileged because I'm a Christian. I want extra privileges that are not given to other people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking for your help here, Kate. Can you think of examples of that?
Where
a cake baker said, because I'm a Christian,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have to do this.
Right.
And they've been slapped down. Okay. That maybe you could make mm-hmm. that argument. Mm-hmm. You know, they said, I have this set of faith beliefs. But then when you sit that next to,
but not in a free nation. Not in a free nation can you make that case. But they did. They made a case against the Christian cake baker trying to say they'd done something wrong when they absolutely can decide who they serve or not, right?
So then what do we do with the Muslim mm-hmm. truck driver who refused to deliver alcoholic beverages
right.
on his run and actually won $240,000 in court?
Yep.
So how does that make the Christian privileged?
Yeah. It doesn't.
Can somebody
it doesn't.
Tell me
and
that.
And it's absolutely asinine. So it's the belief. So a lot of people think this is the belief that the American nation is defined by Christianity. We were defined through acknowledging that These are God-given rights. They came from somewhere, okay? Christianity is the belief in God, is the Christian belief system. But it was never designating a certain church or set of beliefs within Christianity. It was a very general, broad understanding that we have a God, which, I'm sorry, but even in the foxhole, people are going to find God. So it's very interesting to me that you can have a nation that says, we acknowledge God, and then they turn it into national, misguided nationalism. That's so strange to me. How can you not say, after reading all the documentation from the founding of this country, the acknowledgement that God exists when they were writing the documents? Because they write about it all the time. George Washington led everybody in prayer, walk through the streets. I mean, this was common knowledge, just like many things are common knowledge today that I would think that would be the foundation or baseline of humanity, what we know and what we don't know. But this is that's where it goes off the rails, is turning it into nationalism, which would depict a misguided acknowledgement of Christianity ruling America. The whole idea of religious freedom for this country was to at least acknowledge God, but then to not have it be ruled by a certain set of beliefs under that description, right?
Well, I would say it this way. We have demographically been a principally Christian nation.
Yeah.
Over time, historically.
Yes.
But I do not believe that the United States has ever been exclusively a Christian nation.
Mm-mm.
In that the whole history of the country has been founded upon other religions being able to come here and establish themselves.
Right. Absolutely. So it was really opening up the freedom for all religion, because we believed in God and we believed in freedom. It was the opening up of, you can be religious or not. You can be whatever religion you want. If you don't even want to acknowledge God, it's okay. You can come here. But the foundational concepts and principles by God-given rights, that was the whole concept of the Constitution and of the Declaration of Independence, right?
Yeah.
But it meant freedom of religion. Freedom of religion.
I think it's really important, too, to take a step back and ask yourself about worldviews. Because to say that we're going to only exclusively talk about organized religion is not going to be productive. Mm-hmm. The fastest growing religious identity right now in the United States is, I'm spiritual, but I don't believe in organized religion.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people who self-identify as atheist or agnostic. So we have to talk about people's worldviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why Christians are being singled out for having a worldview that needs to be condemned, when I guess secular worldviews are fine. They take a pass, and they have as many orthodoxies as any religion does.
Mm.
There are untouchable topics there. And so if I just say, okay, I'm secular, so therefore I get to determine what everyone believes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the Spanish Inquisition.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I'm in charge, and I hold all the seats of power. I hold, I have control of the media. I have control of the culture. Mm-hmm. I have control of politics.
Right.
So, therefore, everything I say, you must obey.
Right. You put up a quote from Father Frank Pavone, and I'll switch it to government. It said president, but I'll switch it to government. I'm looking for a government I'm not looking for a government that lives my faith. I'm looking for a government that is willing to let me live my faith. And I agree with that. And so when they add the word nationalism, they're taking away from the very, very foundational concept of the fact that the country who acknowledged God said, be whatever you want, live whatever you want. And it was really the first to do so, and the only to do so. And it is kind of amazing that we are allowing them to create a narrative about it that is false. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Melissa joins me. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And his chorus. Amazing Grace. You know, I play that because we're talking about this demonization of Christianity, of patriotism, of anything in this country. The left despises it all. And I always, we find that so interesting. We're going to get back to that in just a moment with Melissa. But I have to say, Balance of Nature, if you're not getting it, you should be. You absolutely need a food supplement in the year 2021. Your vegetables, your fruits do not contain the nutrients they did 50 years ago, 100 years ago. So you need a food supplement. If I were you, I would choose Balance of Nature head and shoulders above the rest. They put everything into this. And they also have a wonderful fiber drink, a supplement fiber drink that goes along with the fruit and veggie capsules. And it is, it's proven to be safe and effective for diabetics and actually helps your blood sugar levels. You have got to start taking this product. It has a lot of dietary fiber in it. It's all natural. It's wonderful. Lots of flaxseed and whole fruits and vegetables in it. The drink is amazing. You'll love it. It tastes good. And this is a wonderful, wonderful food supplement along with your fruit and veggie capsules. Go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code KATE, just like my pillow. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get the savings and free shipping. Try it out. It's guaranteed. You're going to love me for this one. This canister comes in. It's just awesome. And you're going to take it every day. And it's really going to help with sugar cravings, too. It's pretty amazing when you feed your body the right nutrients, what can happen. So the question is, and we were going to bring this up. You were going to bring this up, Melissa. So I'll beat you to the punch for just a second here because I want you to talk about this. Why don't they call upon Islam that was founded on Islam, right? That was Middle East, that was founded on Islam and call them nationalists? Why don't they, because they're using the term in a demeaning way, right? To say that a nation is purporting to be under one thought, right? One particular thought. But it's interesting that they don't call out China for being nationalist, okay? And the word nationalist really wasn't a dirty word. It was the fact that a nation was founded, right, on an idea, right, on a particular, promoting the interests of a particular nation, a group of people. And the idea here in America was God, because that delivered the most freedom. Over in communism, China, you're not going to find a whole lot of freedom there. You're going to find nationalism with no freedom. You're going to, in Middle East, you're going to have to go by their laws, and their laws are going back to Islam, right? So isn't it interesting that they're trying to demonize the very freedom of under which they live by calling us nationalists because we were a founded nation of under God, under basic Christ, the most basic form of Christianity, not a religion like the others, but an idea of Christianity alone.
Well, once again, I think we have to go back to this worldview question.
Uh-huh.
What is the worldview that stands in opposition to nationalism, and that would be globalism.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a globalist, if you believe that we should all just get together and sing kumbaya, mm-hmm. and we should all just do our globalist thing, which I think has some very nefarious aspects to it, then you're going to look at anybody who says, no, my nation is unique and blessed, and we want to do our own thing here. You're going to look at that negatively. And I think you can see the fingerprints of that all over the people who are condemning all of the nationalism.
So go ahead.
The definition of nationalism,
mm-hmm.
there's not necessarily, there can be this edge of we're better than other people. Mm-hmm. That was Hitler's form of nationalism. Mm-hmm. You know, we're superior to everyone else, but it doesn't have to be that way.
But his nationalism contained no freedom. You had to believe exactly the way he believed about Jews. Right. You had to exactly believe. And so it was a very confining, restrictive nationalism of taking the idea that something is founded on something to a whole nother level of you must conform. And really and truly, in escaping England, we were under the king, right? And that was the total conformity. You had to believe in everything the king wanted you to believe in. And America was the idea that God is up there, but you can be free enough to do what you want right here. It's so fascinating to me that can't be acknowledged.
You know, we forget all the time that Hitler's brand of nationalism was mm-hmm. national socialism.
Right.
And socialism does not thrive with individual liberties and freedoms. In order to get national socialism to work, you have to get people to all do the same thing because you have total mm-hmm. control over the means of production. The government is going to a super regulation state, right?
Right.
But here in the United States, our brand of nationalism can be very different. We do not have to be national.
It's the nationalism of freedom.
we can say
liberty.
You know what? We have a unique history. Uh-huh. We like our history. We appreciate it. It's had its moments. It has its good times. It has mm-hmm. its bad times.
Well,
but it is who we are, and we are going to protect our borders and our economy.
And why do we have to protect the border? Because people are fleeing here to get the whole quote unquote nationalism, which we call liberty over here. So we have this idea of liberty. They want to demonize it by calling it nationalism, Christianity, or whatever. It's so funny. So Reason.com came out with an article and it called us the new nationalism. Okay. And it said nationalism and patriotism are essentially interchangeable. That isn't true. Patriotism is love for country. Okay. Nationalism is how to define the country. Although they don't want to define it as liberty. That's what we're about. That's why people flee the ocean, you know, flee through an ocean to come here. They want to define it as we're just as bad as Hitler's nationalism. We're just as bad as what the Middle East does with Islam in the Middle East and saying that this is the only way the only highway you can go down. And then also China. So it's so funny that we're the only country that's like, no, we're just liberty. But we don't get any acknowledgement for that. They've got to demonize us.
Well, if you really get down to the bottom of it, this is not a new concept for the left mm-hmm. either. If you go all the way back in the Obama administration, he was calling us bitter clingers. You know, mm-hmm. we were here, those people, those ignorant idiots out there in, you know, wherever they live, the rednecks that are clinging to their guns and Bibles.
Mm.
That was the preview of coming right. attractions. Hillary added to it by saying, oh, you know, they're the basket of deplorables. And then she listed all, you know, they're misogynists and they're, mm-hmm. you know, they're haters of everything. Right.
Right.
That was the second rebranding. Now we've let academia have their crack at it and they're just going to call it Christian nationalism. And but it's the same story.
Oh,
don't let them stick that label on.
Yeah.
The left is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And let me put it this way. The elite globalists are really, really good at throwing lots of mud on the wall and waiting to see what sticks.
Oh, it's so true. If they can demonize using that word, it's so funny too, because every land, just like everybody, whether it's a company, a foundational company motto or product that you're designing, everything is supported by an idea that launches the idea of what you're trying to do. In this country, it was the acknowledgement of God with no particular state religion and just the acknowledgement of God and allowing the freedom, right? We have this freedom that we live under to be what you want. Only the leftist propagandist could turn that into something negative. Only the demonization, just like they can see a Nazi symbol in everything, they're turning this country into the, how bad we are, right? Because it was founded on God and liberty. They don't like liberty. And that's why they have to demonize it. And so take that in, because patriotism is love of country. I love what my country was founded on. My love was I have a love for my country being founded on God, God-given rights, and the fact that I can be free in this country. I can go to church or not go to church. I can believe what I want to believe, right? Isn't it amazing that the only thing they're founded on is everything that is anti-liberty, anti-God? I just find it funny that they're the ones that are trying to create this narrative, and everything about them is anti-God. So, of course, why, they have to.
You know, Thomas Jefferson wrote about separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really getting to the essence of why he needed to say that, because he wanted worldview to be separated from the government. The government should not embrace a particular worldview, a specific worldview, meaning the government itself should not force Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
The government itself should not force a certain theology upon us.
But it wasn't a separation of God. It was only a separation of how you define God in your life, right?
And it was never meant to separate the people from their faith.
Mm-hmm.
Or so, their conscience. That's or why any of that.
That's why I love the quote you did from the guy, the pastor leaving leaving CPAC, as he said, I don't want the government to have to live my religion. I just want them to let me live my religion. And that is so true about what America is all about. And so if only these people, these leftist propaganda, you know, pieces of crap can demonize the word liberty. It's completely amazing to me that they think they can get away with it. But there are such a small minority in this country. And remember that, because these are the people that hate God, hate freedom. They do. They hate it. They want us to be nationalists in a different way.
And in that separation of church and state, if you think about it as worldview, if you say secularism is a religion of sorts, a secular religion, then we need to separate that from the state as well.
Yeah.
And nobody is talking about that.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever talk about that, because we say, okay, if I'm an atheist, then I don't have any religion, therefore you can't separate.
Right.
But just saying everyone has to be just like me.
Right.
And believe exactly what I believe. And I'm going to teach that in the schools, and I'm going to use that as the guideline for everything.
Uh-huh.
We're going to protect every other religion, but not Christianity. That is not the essence of any founding portion of American thought.
And I love the fact that you were calling it, you know, the second ratchet up of their coining these terms, right, and developing these narratives, because you're going to see over and over again the last couple of years, it's the new nationalism, the new nationalism. So now think about your life. Has anything changed? No. But they're going to make it seem as if, and package it as if it's new nationalism, because people want or talk about believing in God more, because the left has ramped up their efforts in communism, in globalism. So, of course, you've got the majority of the country that is ramping up the effort to say, what about God? What about this country? And because of that, they're coining the term new nationalism to mean something new and different, when really we're just talking about God more, because the left has just jumped the shark when it comes to cancel culture and everything else trying to demonize us. It's kind of amazing.
Well, when we can't even read Dr. Seuss anymore, we really need to stop and check.
Oh, you guys, I swear to you, I can't believe we're here. I cannot believe that this is the space in which we dwell, is you have to demonize Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss books, you know, I loved this. Here is one. Let me show you one. I carry a gun at the mall. I carry a gun playing ball. I will carry a gun here and there. I will carry a gun everywhere. So all these memes are cropping up. I will not wear it on my face. I will not wear it any place. I will not wear it to get in. I will not wear it on my chin. I will not wear it on my ear. I will not wear it out of fear. I will not wear your stupid mask. I will not wear it. Do not ask. And then there was also the new Dr. Seuss book that cropped up. Things. Well, anyway, I can't repeat it on on the air, things I will put up my whatever. And so all I'm saying is it's drying out us to talk more about conservative values, which is really good. But of course, they have to demonize. It's the only way they know. It's all they know. So just take it as such.
They've been empowered.
You're right. I love that you brought this up today, Melissa. Fun conversation, and I'm glad you brought it up, because this is how despicable these people are, is they can't even enjoy love the word liberty. I mean, that is honestly, it's a scary word to them to think that people would be free. Thank you. Thank you for that. Nationalism. I love it. Thanks, Melissa. And onward to Susan. Stay put. You're going to want to listen to this, too. Isn't Melissa great? And, of course, katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts. Be right back.
Hi, guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic in St. George. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction? Are you frustrated because the intimacy in your relationship has diminished? Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has the answer. We use the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown by Cambridge, to repair damaged blood vessels and get your blood flowing where you want it, when you want it. We've helped thousands of men get off the pill and restore those younger years in the bedroom, and we can help you too. If you're ready to put a stop to your erectile dysfunction with proven technology, call us right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free, plus an enhanced gift proven to produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $550 value, totally free to those that call us right now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now and throw those pills away. 435-922-7000.